Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be. And 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers Sr., you there. Peter Hoffman. Brian Rascona. Those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That is the number to call for a 3.5 hour Wednesday schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan, New York City.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
We definitely feel like here we do have a home field advantage.
Hit on the ground off the glove of Severino. It'll be a base hit and a run. Ground ball to second, not a double play ball. Coda short one, the throw to first, not in time. A run scores, and Boston takes a 3-0 lead.
Everyone's got to witness the impact I think our crowd's had on things.
And it's inside ball four. They're loaded up. And that's all for Severino. Here's Aaron Boone.
It's over.
A four-pitch walk. After Bradley went to first on a four-pitch walk, down the right field line, one run has scored, two runs score. Here comes Betts. He scores.
It was a fun night. You know, offensively, we were clicking on all cylinders. Put together a lot of good at-bats, and it was fun.
Gone for a home run. Brock Holt hits a two-run home run in the right field seats, and Brock Holt hits for the cycle.
Well, obviously, you hate doing something like that, but we just felt like, you know, not wanting to use Robbie, Britton, Dellen, or Chappie in that spot.
Ball game over. Boston wins, winning 16-1.
Credit to them for being able to hold us down and shut us down. But, I mean, in the end, you don't move on usually when you can't get enough big hits in a series.
And Porcello deals, swung on, a high fly to right. Out goes Kinsler, and the second baseman makes the catch. Strike three is called. Breaking ball right on the inside corner. So Sale comes in and has a 1-2-3. Struck him out swinging. A slider down and away.
We've been through a lot this year, but the one thing I'm most proud of with these guys is they always compete.
Kimbrel deals 1-2. Breaking ball is grounded weakly to third. Nunez fields, fires, and it is in time for the out. Ball game over. Boston wins.
Would you repeat that a little louder, Bub?
But the throw hit Pierce's glove. He's out. Ball game over. Boston wins.
And so the court is now adjourned for 2018. We are left with memories of Glaber Day. Brian Cashman. Cashman regrets not writing Andujar into the lineup card. Of all the spectators at the stadium last night, of all those watching the game, tell me Aaron Boone didn't have the best seat in the house. And he wasn't going to move, not at all, no. Wasn't going to leave that dugout as long as he had 9 innings worth of sunflower seeds and bubblegum. And somewhere, Joe Girardi is smiling. Stanton. Hello. Stanton looks like Superman, hits like Clark Kent. Gary Sanchez. He says he's getting better at catching. Now that he waits for the ball to stop rolling before he picks it up, getting some good advice from Bob Uecker. Here's the good news. Good news with CeCe Sabathia. The Boston Red Sox were not in his head. The bad news, Angel Hernandez was. CeCe last night threw 59 pitches and got only 3 swings and misses. And nobody is warming up. Mr. Boone, he wanted CeCe to stay out there until Bradley, the number 8 hitter. Benintendi was the number 2 hitter, followed by 100 right-handed batters. And everybody seemed to be getting on. Everybody seemed to be doing enough to give Boston a major threat in that inning, in that third inning. And nobody was up in the bullpen. Everybody was watching to see if CeCe could pitch his way to Bradley, the number 8 hitter. Only 3 swings and misses out of 59 pitches last night. Christian Vasquez, he has 11 career home runs, and only 1 of them to the opposite field. And we were all an eyewitness to it. It was also the 2nd shortest home run hit at Yankee Stadium this year, going all of 338 feet. And for those keeping score at home, let the record show that the shortest home run hit at Yankee Stadium in 2018 came in July, by a Cuban defector who plays for the New York Metropolitans. That drive into the night went 328 feet. With the New York Yankees, and, you know, from last night after the game, we were on until 3 o'clock this morning, and everybody knows from listening, if you were last night, if you were listening all day today, as everybody does to the fan in New York City, we all know with the New York Yankees, it's all or nothing at all with a home run. When they hit one in a game, they are 90-41. And when they don't, 10-21. A rally for the Yankees in Game 3 and Game 4 at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York City. A rally for the Yankees in Game 3 and Game 4 was getting ahead in the count. Home runs, that they can hit. Sacrifice flies, that they can hit. Leaving men in scoring position, this they can do. They are your 2018 New York Yankees. One run, one single run in Game 3 on a fielder's choice. Thank you, D.D. Gregorius. 2 sacrifice flies and a hit batter in Game 4. This is not, I think everybody would agree, this is not going out on any kind of a limb. When you are with a fielder's choice and 2 sacrifice flies and a hit batter to produce your runs in 2 very important October games, I think we would all agree this is not an offense. And more than Boone mismanaging. Yes, hello, Aaron Boone or bust. More than Boone mismanaging. More than Severino with what time is it and who's Ron Darling. More than CeCe Sabathia and Angel Hernandez and CeCe. Worry more about your pitching. Your pitching wasn't so terrific. Angel Hernandez had a better game than you. But more than the Boone mismanaging. And alone with his own thoughts, he has to know he screwed up. more than Severino, more than Sabathia, more than Lance Lynn, who couldn't stand up on his own woods. You knew he was not going to be on his game. He couldn't stand up on the mound. Wait a minute, there's too big of a hole and I keep stepping into it. Woods. Everything not right. And more than Lance Lynn and Zach not so great Britain, the Yankees could not find a hit. Not single hit. Not a single hit or a single hit when they needed one. And they need one. And now they have all off season to find that hit. Finding a hitter instead of maybe a slugger. So what is next for the New York Yankees? What is their biggest need? Who stays? Who goes? I think we shall have a discussion, maybe a little give and take, a little bit of a debate for the next 3.5 hours, as we do not have a post-game show here at this point. We have a post-mortem show. It's like Yankee rehab.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.